Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
The legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Dude,
MrSkin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, episode 110. Yes, sponsored by StreamAid.com, the global leader in live streaming with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. StreamAid creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on StreamAid.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey, Skin.
Hey, Andrea, I am ready. How are
you? You're always ready to go.
Yeah. It's fun. Well, I'm still getting used to our new offices here, the Skin offices. And after 14 years at a different location, I was telling everyone that works here, like, you got to give us 60 days to figure this out because, you know, we still don't have, like, the kitchen counters aren't in yet, for instance, and we just got a microwave, and everyone's got to kind of suck it up because the office is still in. We're still in flux here.
Yeah, but it's in the
podcast.
Works.
Yeah, we could still do the podcast, but even this, I'm staring at a wall. Before I was able to CCP the EP. Now I'm seeing a wall, so it's everything's a little different. I'm trying to get used to it. So.
Everything new takes a little bit of getting used to, especially when it is kind of in that, you know, in progress. It can be a little discouraging at times, but I know it's going to end up being so beautiful, so magical.
Yeah, it really is.
That's why
it really
you guys moved, cool you know, and we talked about some of the updates you're planning last show, and it just sounds so badass.
Yep.
I think when it's all done, I may have to take a trip out and peep it out myself.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you got it, because it's really cool.
Yeah.
Everyone that's seen The Office, even in this early state where we're not, like, we still don't have the lounge area built up yet.
Yeah.
We don't have the front desk with all the cool Skin stuff up yet. Everyone still loves it, even though we're like I said, we're still in flux. But
totally.
Loves it, so, yeah.
Well, if people are loving it already, then you know it's going to be good.
Yeah, I know. It's so cool. I'm so happy to be here.
Excellent.
Anyway, okay, so we have, again, a lot of new stuff to get to. I know I teased last week that Issa Rae's show Insecure and Ballers was going to kick off this week, and Insecure is that show on HBO starring Issa Rae. It's kind of like, I've heard it be called like the Black Sex and the City, it's really about, it's about kind of the experiences and tribulations of a modern day African American woman. So I guess it's the Black Girls more than the Black Sex and the City. Yeah, and it's based in Los Angeles and all, but cool show, and a show that, Andrea, has featured some really cool scenes. Not a ton of, nudity from Issa Rae by any means, but, you know, don't forget last year for the Anatomy Awards, she won Best Money Shot when she was blowing her boyfriend, and he literally unloaded all over her face, and
Dude.
It was pretty graphic, even for HBO standards. It was pretty
shocking.
Cool.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it
shocking.
Was. And it won, the show won the Best Human Teeter Totter, where this guy was laying there, and two women, one was sitting on his face, and the other was sitting on his cock. And so it does, it isn't like a slam dunk every weekend that you're going to see nudity, but you know, you usually get something. But anyway, season 3, episode 1 of Insecure launched last night, and one of Issa Rae's friends is this Yvonne God, I hope I'm probably pronouncing
it
wrong.
Is her last name Orgy? Like, for real?
I know, that's what I was just going to say. I've never thought of that. I've never said it out loud, I don't believe.
That's a tight last name. I mean, that's like marriage material. Like, if you meet a guy and his last name's Orgy, just marry him. Take that name.
Yeah, but Ivan Orgy, or it's probably pronounced Orhi or something.
Who gives a shit?
O-R-J-I. O-R-J-I is how you spell it. And she's never been nude, but I got to say, there was a very hot scene that I wanted you to see, Andrew. So she plays, she's this like Issa Rae's friend, and she's enjoying her last day of vacation by lounging on the beach in her bathing suit. Mm-hmm. And when she arrives back in LA, she meets up with this guy she's seeing, and he eats her out while she's sitting on the kitchen counter. And I thought that was very, I just thought it was really hot. It's technically not nude because his head was blocking the action, but it was a very hot scene. And again, they do some graphic stuff on this Insecure, and I thought it was really hot. And and they are in the kitchen, so eating is appropriate, and he was doing so. Yeah, so it was just a cool scene. Not nude, but something I wanted you to see, Andrea. So.
Oh, well, I love seeing stuff like this. And now it's like, I kind of want to watch this show because I see a wedding ring on his finger, too. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, he's down there munching. So that was pretty cool. Now, Ballers, which is, Ballers is, I want to say they're in their, fourth season.
Okay.
And that's a show with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Right.
And he's a, it's around a group of football players and their families, friends, and handlers. And he's like a super agent dude. And anyway, Ballers is one of those shows where we get a lot of great nude scenes. Unfortunately, season 4, episode 1 of Ballers.
They dropped the ball.
They dropped the Ballers because only Russell Brand was naked. He walked completely naked into the water and you saw his ass. But
okay, thank God. It was just his ass.
Yeah. You didn't see his Ballers. So anyway. So those were the two big shows I was waiting for. And not great nudity, but some sexy stuff, at least on Insecure there. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, and Ballers is going to be bringing the heat one episode or another because it's just their lifestyle.
I think that it's weird. It seems like my experience, and I don't know if this is more my gut or if this is, if we can chronicle this, we probably could, but for shows that go 4, 5, 6, 7 seasons, it always seems the best nude scenes are in the first couple of seasons. And then
I agree.
All of a sudden everyone gets famous and they don't want to do nude scenes anymore. So, usually as a rule, the best nudity when they're trying to attract eyeballs and buzz and all that, you're going to have your best nude scenes in the first couple seasons. But then when you start hitting 4, 5, 6 years out, usually it drops off, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. So,
yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I kind of have that same experience, or I've observed that as well. And it's just like, come on, you can't bait and switch us. We're already sucked into the show and the storyline. Yeah. Throw us a titty or two. Come on.
Right. So. No master bait and switch for us. But like Westworld and even Game of Thrones, I think would be great examples of that, where it's toned down. But listen, they'll always throw you'll usually get something. I'm just saying you just usually don't get as much. So
exactly.
Anyway, I also wanted to talk about a show that I am watching with Mrs. Skin.
Ooh.
And enjoying is I'm to the point now, I was like, I need to get to the bottom of who killed who on this, but the sharp objects on HBO, which there's 6 episodes in. It's from the people that brought you Big Little Lies, and it stars Amy Adams, who I'm guessing is going to be up for Emmy nomination. She's really good as Camille Preaker, who's like she's got a lot of baggage, but she goes back to her small town in Missouri and is trying to help as a reporter solve these murders of young women in the town. And her mom, who we talked about last week, Patricia Clarkson, is also a great actress, and is just psychotic. And poor Amy Adams is a cutter, where she, I guess it's rough to see, but she, does the self-harm stuff, and her body's all scarred up. So in the first episode she went in the bath and we saw some nudity, but everything else has been underwear. But what was interesting last night is, and season one, episode six of Sharp Objects, I've been waiting for her stepsister, Eliza Scanlon, to show a little something. Mm. And she wasn't nude last night, but she was sitting by the pool flirting with Taylor John Smith, who's giving her these creepy eyes. And so you see her in a bathing suit. Mm-hmm. But then there was an interesting scene where her and her stepsister, her half-sister, Amy Adams, they take some drugs. And they're dancing around, and her skirt flies up several times. I don't know if you can see these.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but
that's a pretty good butt shot from someone who has yet to do that's a thong. So mm-hmm. we're not ruling it official nudity. But
it looks like it's panty-free, you know?
It's panty-free, and you can see the tan lines, the whole thing. So I thought it was a really sexy thing. And you know what's interesting? She's playing like this rural Southern girl, mm-hmm. but she's from Australia, so she's doing good on the accent.
Oh, I
and all
love
that. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. So I had a sharp object in my pants watching this last night. And if you haven't seen the show, it's pretty cool. And they only have two episodes left, but that's, it hasn't had a ton of nudity at all. It's very brief, but weird stuff like, remember I was telling you last week that Amy Adams hooked up with this detective guy, and their first they first make out, and she takes his hand and puts it down the front of her underwear, and I thought, man, that's so hot. I mean, it's not nude, but it was so hot. So anyway, if you haven't seen Sharp Objects, it's a cool show on HBO, and a show I'm actually watching, where I'm actually watching it and not transporting it just to the nude scene.
I want to point out for our listeners who are into or have a foot fetish of anyone with long toes, this Eliza Scanlon in this pool shot, if you want to zoom in on her feet, she's got very long toes. So
I did not notice that.
Notice everything. And also, little coin slot action, big fan of that. And would we consider this scene of her doing the drugs with her half-sis, would we consider that an upskirt or
for sure, for sure, because the skirt too. Because she's dancing around and literally
we're going up and the skirt's going up.
Right. Now for normal people, if they were watching this, they wouldn't have even noticed that. You got to freeze frame it, but I of course saw that while laying in bed last night.
Of course.
So I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming today when I got into the office. In real businesses, guys have they'll get papers put on their desk when they get into work. Mm-hmm. This is what I get on my desk when I get into work in the morning.
Skin.
Yeah.
So
Eliza
badass.
Eliza Scanlon's upskirt picture on my desk. You have that on my desk first thing in the morning. Yeah. So anyway, it was pretty cool. And she's so hot, and two episodes left, so I'll keep you posted on that.
Cool.
Yeah, anyway, so also there was another show that I occasionally talk to you about, had some really good dual nude scenes. Mm. And when I say dual, it's from Power, that show on the Stars Network.
Mm-hmm.
That's a show with Amari Hardwick. He plays James Ghost St. Patrick, a wealthy New York nightclub owner, but he has this double life as a drug kingpin, so it's very gritty show. But Power is in its fifth season and always comes up with something good every season. Well, it's one of the things I was talking to Joey in content about today when we were going over all the cool stuff from last night. He said, Power always, they do this a lot where they'll show multiple sex scenes at the same time, like kind of a montage.
Like cutting back and forth, it looks like.
Yeah, but I don't mind, because one was Naturi Naughton, who used to be Omari Hardwick's wife. Mm. So he's banging like this lawyer dude. And Layla Lauren, who's done a number of nude scenes in the history of Power, another hot babe, is banging Omari Hardwick. And both showed breasts. Layla Lauren showed butt. But imagine, Andrea, so you're watching this and they're cutting back and forth between these two great sex scenes. Mm. I don't mind that.
No.
It doubles the power. But anyway, I was happy. I dug it. And it was definitely one of the best sex montages of 2018. And Natori Naughton, remember that movie about, it was Big, about Notorious Biggie, the rapper.
Mm-hmm.
She did some awesome nude scenes in that. And that's when I first really became a fan. So now she's on this show getting naked again. And last night on Star, season 5, episode 7, some really, really good nude scene. My favorite stuff from last night.
Totally. And yeah, like you said, we get to see both of these beautiful ladies' boobs, but I like the face they're giving us. So if anyone's into just that total pleasure fuck face, I mean, this is a good scene to check out on MrSkin.com.
Well, I've been called fuck face many times, but this is a hotter version of that is what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah.
You are anyway. On today. I love it.
Yeah. So anyway, there's another show that we haven't talked about this season because it just launched called Get Shorty.
Yes. They're filming this all over LA for sure.
Oh, really? You've been seeing them mm-hmm. all over
they
town?
They shut down my husband's work to film there even. It's like all over. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, it's on Epix, which is a premium cable channel. So it's not basic cable, it's premium mm-hmm. cable. And I don't know, I don't even deal with this anymore. My guys at the office have all the, we subscribe to all these premium cables. So I don't know how to tell you to get Epix, but I'm sure you can figure it out. But anyway, this Get Shorty is on Sunday nights on this Epix, and they released last night. Was it last night or Saturday? I think it's Sundays.
Okay.
They released two episodes, the first two episodes of its second season. Some shows do this where to get you jacked up for it, they'll release two episodes. And Get Shorty returned. Now, in season one, they had about, I'd say, four or five decent nude scenes. So it was definitely something on our radar. But they came out, I was pretty happy they came out with these two episodes. And this Megan Stevenson spends the night in an editing bay with Chris O'Dowd and wakes up naked, don't ask. And we get a quick look at her breasts before she covers up. But it was actually a pretty nice nude scene. And remember, it's funny with this Get Shorty. First of all, obviously, there's the Elmer Leonard book that a lot of people remember. Now, this if you don't know, do you know who Chris O'Dowd is?
I don't think
he
so.
Was the, you remember in Bridesmaids? He was the cop in Bridesmaids.
No.
Remember? Oh, you don't know.
No, I only saw the good stuff. I don't want.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, anyway, for anyone listening out there, that's who he is. And then remember they also made a Get Shorty movie with John Travolta in 1995. Pretty popular movie. But mm-hmm. anyway, so they're doing this show, and it's in its second season. It's got a decent following. And it had a nice nude scene in the first episode, which we have at MrSkin.com. And it's one of the three shows that debuted over the weekend that, I wanted to talk to you about. So pretty cool stuff. And I definitely expect more because they're good for about four or five good nude scenes per season.
Nice. So, not a bad track record.
Yeah. So, all right, Andrea, let's talk about our sponsor for today. There's some pretty incredible cam girls on their site, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we're talking about StreamMate, and StreamMate is a little different than most other cam sites because the site's totally furry. That had to be two syllables because free just doesn't cut it. Which means you can talk with all the beautiful models you want in party chat without paying a dime. And there's thousands of models broadcasting at any point in time, including porn stars like Diamond Jackson, Gina Lynn, Amy Fisher, Ashton Blake, and amateur hotties, like Emma Lovett, Cassie Nicole, and many more, and so many we've interviewed on this show. StreamMate partners with some of the biggest adult sites out there, so if you have a favorite performer, chances are you're probably going to find her for a personal session, which is just ridiculous. So we know you guys want to check out some of the best shows in camming, so head over to StreamMate.com right now. It's so good.
Yeah, and thanks, StreamMate, for being a sponsor of the Mr. Skin podcast.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. It's awesome. A monster site.
Yeah, and we love them.
Yeah, we do. We love them a lot. So, anyway, let me get back. We have a ton of nudity still to get to, Andrea. And
Oh, whoa. What? Yes. Yeah, you got to take me through all this.
Yeah, this show just sounds good without having seen it yet, but I've seen all the nude scenes and it's spectacular. It's called Cocaine Coast, which is a new Netflix series. It kind of chronicles the rise of cocaine trafficking in Spain in the 1980s. And my guys here at the Skin offices had the pleasure last week of going through this new series from Netflix and were very happy with this Jana Perez, who, as you can see, Andrea,
she's a
saucy Hispanic actress who did a lot of great nude scenes and natural boobs, as you can see in that mirror scene as she's getting doggy styled and pretty graphic, huh? From the dog. I mean, she's
she is nasty, and I mean that in the best way. She's not afraid to get kinky. She's touching herself. She's in all these different positions. She's riding him like a freaking like circus animal. I mean, or a rodeo, I should say.
How about that scene at the bottom with the red dress,
dude? Lady in red. I mean, she is on her back, spreading it, pantyless, like giving him a bird's eye view of
a bird's nest view
of the whole enchilada. Yeah. I'm telling you, I don't know who she is until right this moment. And
we didn't either.
Based on her face, I'm a fan. Then I see her boobs, I'm a fan. Then I see her, you know, emulating sex, and I'm just like, this girl has it going on.
And you know, too, when you like also look great in a dress, like she could do both. Like, she looks incredible naked, but then she could dress up with the high heels and the dress and look like ridiculously gorgeous too. But she's doing like a thing. She's sitting in front of this guy, and I'll admit I don't know the context because I haven't had a chance to watch the show yet. But she's just sitting on the floor. He's kneeling in front of her, and she just opens her thighs, and it's pretty hot. It's pretty hot.
Yeah, I mean, amazing. I'm blown away. And just to get like kind of cinematographical, whatever the freaking word is, the shots of this, the colors, the way it's so beautiful and different. Yeah. Like, I can't even explain. It's like, you know, Quentin Tarantino kind of elevated almost, it looks like, the style. I'm really digging the style.
Yes, I'll have more.
It's a beautiful show.
I'll learn. I'll try to watch it. I'm so backed up on all my shows, but Cocaine Coast, it's a big favorite here at the Mr. Skin content department, and this Jana Perez is definitely a new favorite here, so check it out. New show from Netflix. Came out last week and we're all over it. Anyway, love it. So also there's a show called Strange Angel that I've been talking to you about. Strange Angel is this show from CBS All Access. And we were talking about last week how like CBS is, you can have you pay like $9.95 a month and you could get things like early access to shows before they come out, no commercials, and most importantly, nudity, which is what we're seeing in this Strange Angel. And this is about this rocket scientist who lives next door to that cultist, Aleister Crowley. Jack Parsons was a real-life rocket scientist who invented rocket fuel, and he was heavy into the occult and kinky sex and all this other stuff. So what we were talking about last week is every time there's like these cult parties,
sex ritual,
rituals, yeah, it's
ceremonies
weird. This time
of
this,
some sort.
Yeah, this Amara Zaragoza.
She brings it every week, huh?
Oh, my God, yeah. So now again, season one, episode 9 on this show, she's licking a knife topless, which is going to win our best nude while licking a knife scene of the year. But really hot, and it's just cool because, like, FX is doing that. They have FX Plus. We pay like $6. And I know TNT, I think TNT was doing it too. But the point is that more and more of these stations or platforms are going to a la carte, where you can, you know, maybe don't even have it on DirecTV, but you could buy like Showtime or whatever it is, subscription. And I think that's going to be good for
my business because it just is reason. If people are going to pay extra for CBS, they're not paying extra to see the same crap you could see, or not crap, but the same stuff you could see on just, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, like,
if you're going to pay $10 a month, you're going to have to see some nudity, right?
I'm with you. With you all the way. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, yeah. So the show's called Strange Angel. They're in their first season, episode 9. CBS All Access. Check it out. Some really, really good nudity. So
excellent.
Yes. Also,
there it is.
Every week I forget about Wheel of Skin, and then I hear the music, and I'm like, oh, great. Yes, Wheel of Skin. Wheel of Skin is the part of the Mr. Skin podcast where CP the EP.
Spins the wheel.
Yeah, spins the wheel. We have over 28,000 actresses at MrSkin.com, and he'll pull up a random actress that I could kind of go over her skinography and tell you where to find her naked. And I am, of course, in the Wheel of Skin, I am Pat Say Jack Off, and you are?
Vagia White.
Yes, and this is a Merck and Griffin production. And this is fun for me because... it's how I started being Mr. Skin is people would throw actresses at me, and I still do it, but nowhere near as much as I used to do it when I started. And this is a fun thing here 19 years later, still doing this. So go ahead, CP, spin the Wheel of Skin and pull up an actress, and I'll give you the skinography.
Okay. We have Sophie Marceau.
Ooh, do you know who Sophie Marceau is?
I'm gonna look her up. That name sounds so familiar. I'm sure once I look her up, I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, duh.
Well, first of all, I want to say she's in the Mr. Skin Hall of Fame for she's been naked over 20 times, so this will be an easy one for me. Not the hard part will be telling you what are the best places to see her naked because she's done so much good nudity. But I know with her
because
there's one movie in particular that I really like. But Sophie Marceau, to a listener out there, if you don't have a when you have a chance, go check her out on IMDb or something. Mm-hmm. But I would think that Braveheart, the Mel Gibson 1995 movie where she was the princess, is where American audiences would best know her.
That's definitely where I know her, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
And, yes. And the 90s were very good to Sophie Marceau. And I remember, and I say this a lot when I do this, but I remember when I launched MrSkin.com in 1999, one of the great nude scenes at our website was a 1995 movie called Beyond the Clouds, and it's a movie she did with John Malkovich, and there's a scene about 49 minutes in, and what's interesting is this movie was the same year that Braveheart came out. So, like,
oh,
I'm
wow.
telling you, 1995 was Sophie Marceau's year because this nude scene, Andrea, is so spectacular. Maybe CP can pull something up so you could see it. But she is in bed. She gets up completely naked, shows the in a big, you know, big bush too, which is good
massive
for me.
Massive bush from
John
what I'm seeing.
John Malkovich is looking in the window, and I don't blame him. And it really was truly one of the best nude scenes of the 1990s. If I make a list of the best nude scenes, if this isn't top 10, it's definitely top 20. But
wow.
I love this nude scene. But like I said, she's been naked over 20 times, but Beyond the Clouds would probably be my favorite.
I mean, she's something else. I could look at her naked body all day because she's just so beautiful. And yeah, this scene is so up your alley with the natural lighting, the natural boobs, the big bush. I mean, and it's Sophie Marceau. Like,
yeah.
Beyond the clouds,
she's great.
For sure, man.
And if anyone else, like, I'm trying to think. I know that David Spade and Artie Lang movie Lost and Found, she was the hot girl in it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, those are the two places that I think, I mean, if you're into, you know, foreign flicks, you'd know who Sophie Marceau is. But if not, the princess in
Braveheart.
Braveheart,
yeah.
And then the hot, beautiful babe in Lost and Found with David Spade and Artie Lang. So anyway, that's a great question. I love when I get one from the Skinternational division of
totally.
Mr. Skin. So yeah, that was awesome. But yeah, Sophie Marceau in Beyond the Clouds is the go-to movie of her 20-plus nude scenes. Go see that one and you'll have seen it all and saw her at the top of her game. So Anyway, getting back to, you know, all this great nudity. Do you remember this show called The Sinner last year?
Yes, with Jessica Biel.
Yeah, with Jessica Biel. Right. It was from the USA Network. And what I didn't realize, and I kind of was, when the show was going on, this is a comment I made, was, remember she had that cool scene at the very first episode
yes.
where she had to go to the police station, she was nude, and you saw her butt. It was
yes.
super hot.
Yes.
So I remember thinking to myself, how the hell are they going to do a season two of this? You know, because of, but what it is it's an anthology, like True Detective, so they bring in new people for the second season.
Excellent.
So, yeah. So they just started on USA Network, The Sinner, season two.
Oh, cool.
And in the second season, I know Carrie Coon from The Leftovers mm-hmm. is in it, and I'm a big fan of her. She did an awesome nude scene in The Leftovers. But anyway, this Marin, Hannah Gross, and Heather, Natalie Paul, shared a kiss as they sit on a hilltop talking about the hippie commune in the valley. And I just thought this was a sexy, sexy pairing, these two girls, Hannah Gross and Natalie Paul. But what's cool is if you saw this, if you were watching USA Network and you saw this, and you thought to yourself, oh, wow, I wonder if I could see Hannah Gross or Natalie Paul naked. The answer is, oh, yes, yes, yes. Mm. And yeah, and it, by the way, a super believable kiss, too. Would you not agree with that, Andrew? That is not,
yeah.
That are not two girls that are grossed out by kissing other girls, by
not
the way.
Not at all. Not at all, my friend.
So this Hannah Gross, there was a TV show called Mindhunter.
Yeah.
And she was nude in it. Yeah. She was nude in it. And she also did a movie, Marfrey Prime, where you could see her naked. But this Natalie Paul was mm-hmm. nude from The Deuce, which is a show that will
yes!
be coming back. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So we and did some other stuff. But yeah, so I always love this where you see two hot girls who don't get naked, but your first reaction is, okay, I'm turned on by these girls. Where do I see them naked? You, of course, would go to MrSkin.com mm-hmm. and realize that you can see it. So The Sinner Season 2, Episode 2 on the USA Network is out, and just wanted to turn you on to these two girls because they're really hot.
Oh,
and
turn
really
me on
cool.
and
yeah.
turning me on. Like, let's be real.
No. Yeah. So,
wow.
Andrew, last but not least, I have a really cool... really cool thing that I wanted to talk to you about, and I've known about this for a while. We just found or a breaking story came today that I want to talk about. So let me set it up. So the there's a famous movie from 1961 directed by John Huston. It's called The Misfits, and it stars Clark Gable, Montgomery Clift, and the beautiful Marilyn Monroe. Mm. And there's always been a scene where Marilyn Monroe was in bed and she wasn't wearing a bra and she rolls over and you could kind of see her breast, which was you didn't officially see it, you didn't see nip, but it's like as close to a nude scene as you could get. Mm-hmm. And for 1961 it was very very graphic. But there was always rumors that they had actually filmed a real nude scene, but that John Huston decided not to, you know, put it in the movie. Well, a story broke today because this Charles Casillo is doing a book on Marilyn Monroe, and he was interviewing. So Frank Taylor was the producer of The Misfits, and I guess they filmed an actual nude scene with Marilyn Monroe.
Cool.
But then John Huston didn't put it in. He said it wasn't necessary to the story.
Oh, okay.
I highly, highly disagree with that. But, so this Frank Taylor thought it so worthwhile that he actually saved it. And then his son has kept it in a vault since 1999, I guess. So 20 years. So when this guy, this Charles Casillo, was doing this book on Marilyn, he interviewed Frank Taylor's son, and the son said, yeah, I have that scene. So now it's out there. So the question is, will we see it? And how much will we see? That I don't know. You can't tell from the article, but I thought it was really cool. And how sexy this scene, even though it's not technically a nude scene, she came so damn close in the Misfits in bed that it's just so sexy. So it makes you like, okay, I need to see this Marilyn Monroe nude scene.
I mean, it's so amazing. I mean, I'm looking at this thing in slow-mo, and she's like a millimeter off from showing us the good stuff. If there is a truly nude scene that they shot of this, oh man, oh, this is gonna, I mean, this is gonna rewrite history. Let's be real. Yeah, it's Marilyn Monroe.
Right, that blanket misfits her boob because you can almost see it the way it pops out. But I got to tell you, that was, so what's interesting about this is when people ask me what's the first female nude scene, real nude scene in a movie, I always say Jane Mansfield in 1963's Promises, Promises, which was spectacular nudity, by the way. It was in black and white, but still Jane Mansfield was, she was like a poor man's Marilyn Monroe, but she got completely naked. It was awesome. And if this scene sees the light of day, still, because it wasn't released, you know, technically Jane Mansfield, but it would be really interesting because if the Marilyn Monroe nude scene was, had been in the movie, that would have been the first, and it should have been Marilyn Monroe who did the first nude scene. As much as I love the Jane Mansfield, it should have been Marilyn. So it's kind of cool that this is coming out. I don't know if or when we'll see it or what is shown, but it is definitely much more than the almost nude scene she did in the thing you're looking at right now at our
website.
And
just again, the almost nude scene, I mean, almost is still really damn sexy. So it's like, oh gosh, I cannot even imagine like Marilyn doing an intentional nude scene. You know, it's going to be off the charts hot. I'm floored right now. I was not expecting this with your little surprise you wanted to,
well, and also she did. Okay. So here's another little trivia about Marilyn Monroe. She did shoot a nude scene for a movie called Something's Gotta Give in 1962. The problem was the movie never got finished, and she died. And then so Playboy actually posted pics of that. You know, even though the movie wasn't made, Playboy posted pics of that. That was a big deal in their magazine, you know, obviously after she died. But yeah, it's it's funny because she should have so technically she shot a nude scene that we know of, but since the movie wasn't made, it doesn't
count,
you know. It doesn't technically count. Got but there's it. Still yeah, we still have some video of that at MrSkin.com that you could check out. It's
right on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So anyway, yeah, I just thought that was a really, really cool breaking story. And anyway, Marilyn should have been the first actress to do an official nude scene, but since one was in a vault for all these years and one the movie never was made, the winner really is Jane Mansfield from Promises, Promises is the first modern day, you know, post Hays Commission real movie mainstream film nude scene. And that's just the way it is.
You know, it's like the Wheel of Skin is where, you know, you get to show your talents, but what we just discussed right now too is also just like classic Skin to me, where it's like, you know, all these nitty gritty details, the first, you know,
nitty titty.
It's like that to me is priceless. The fact that you really have all that, you are like an almanac of titties. It's fucking great, Skin. And you're teaching me.
I have passion. I have passion.
You do, but then like I get all this through osmosis. So you actually make me look really good at parties when I know all this stuff too. So thanks for doing some humanitarian work and some enlightenment and some education, wise teacher.
No, it's fun. And this is cool stuff. And listen, I've been a fan of this since I was a kid, and it's always, you always find out new things. It's the weirdest thing with movies and nudity and television. There's always something you don't know about.
Yes.
And now today I found out something I didn't know about, so I wanted to share it with you. So,
well, if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, so Andrew will be back at it next week, and lots of we're in the kind of the dog days of summer, but now that Ballers and Insecure and all that are rocking and rolling, I'm sure we'll have lots of nudity to talk about next week.
Next week's going to be epic, but I'm still kind of recovering from this show. First of all, that Marilyn thing, I mean, mind blown. Drop the mic. I mean, that was incredible. But I loved Insecure, the pussy, what's being served on the kitchen counter on Insecure season 3. That to me was epic. Non-nude, but super hot. And then beauty, kinkiness, naked or in a dress. Keep Jana Perez on your radar, everyone.
Yeah,
catch her on
gorgeous.
Cocaine Coast on Netflix. You know, I'm going to now start watching that show. So thanks so much, Mr. Skin. You are amazing. The man, the myth, the legend himself. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode.
You got it. Take care, Andrea.
Bye, darling.
This concludes another skin-tilating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.